Razširjamo obzorja.
Dober večer in lepo pozdravljeni v oddaji Razširjamo obzorja. Tokrat vam Luka Bevk predstavlja hardkorovce Chokehold in album Content with Dying. Plata je šla leta 1995 pri založbi Bloodlink. Evo nas. Danes širimo obzorja z enim izmed biserov hardcore scene iz 90-ih in sicer s Chokehold. Band je nastal v Hamiltonu v Kanadi leta 90. Šlo je za vegan straight edge band, ki je igral takrat komaj da izumljeni metalcore. Posvetili se bomo drugi in zadnji plošči Content with Dying, izdani pri Bloodlink Records iz Filadelfije na CD formatu. Na vinilu pa jo je izdala The Great American Steak Religion iz Kanade, ki jo je vodil Yannick Lorraine iz His Hero is Gone, oziroma zdaj v Tragedy. Ta založba se je prelevila v famozno Feral World Records. Chokehold so bili izjemno političen band in produkt burne hardcore scene v 90-ih, ki se je neprestano razvijala tako na glasbenem kot na političnem nivoju. Za začetek prisluhnimo prvima dvema skladbama z plate Content with Dying, in sicer Underneath in Afraid of Life.
God. America. It gave us apple pie and hot dogs.
Choke Hold ne moremo razumeti, brez da bi jih umestili v takratno hardcore sceno in dogajanje v Severni Ameriki. Na kratko bomo skušali orisati sceno v 90-ih in kako je spremenila mladino. Ob koncu 80-ih se je scena izčrpala in zgubila entuzijazem, ki je vladal na koncertih. Bendi so se začeli ponavljati, besedila so bila vedno ista, o tem, kako je treba držati skupaj ter kdo je prijatelj in kdo ne. Youth of Today so spoznali religijo in začeli igrati v Krishnakur bendih. Metal žanr se je začel vedno bolj mešati s hardkorom. Nekateri so hiter in enostaven hardkor zamenjali za počasnejši in nežnejši post-hardkor. Ampak bistvo je bilo to, da je mladina začela postajati bolj zavedna in začela postavljati vprašanja, zakaj je zahodna družba tako v kurcu. Sceno v 90-ih je zaznamovalo predvsem postavljanje vprašanj, ki se prej niso postavljala, naprimer religija, spol in seksualna usmeritev, pravice živali, rasa ter tako naprej. Takrat se je gibanje Straight Edge tudi razširilo po celi sceni in igralo ključno vlogo v tem obdobju. Choke Hold so vsa ta vprašanja odpirali v svojih komadih in njihova močna protiameriška drža je bila zelo značilna za hardcore bende v tistih letih. Nadaljujemo s poslušanjem plate Content with Dying, sledita istoimenski komad in anti-pro-life komad Not a Solution.
It happens so slowly. It's happened to us. We just never quite realized what was happening. Little by little, it was taking place right in front of our eyes. Because we didn't care. I mean, we really don't care. So the great American dream has become a hideous American nightmare.
Content with dying.
Thou shalt not kill. We gave murder a new name and indifferently aborted 1,374,000 unborn babies last year alone. In fact, we gave a lot of things new names. God calls it drunkenness. We call it alcoholism, a social disease. God calls it sodomy, homosexuality. We call it gay rights, an alternate lifestyle. God calls it perversion. We call it pornography, adult entertainment. God calls it immorality. We call it new morality. God calls it cheating. We call it abnormal social development.
Joe Colt so bili proti vtež mačo gibanju, ki je še zmeraj imelo konstanto iz 80-ih in hardline straight edge gibanju. Eno ključnih vprašanj je bilo vprašanje o pravici do splava in večina hardline bendov je bila pro-life, medtem ko so bili bendi, ki so bili pod vplivom levičarskih in anarhističnih teorij, seveda pro-choice. Kljub temu, da so bili Chokehold kanadski bend, so bili zelo frustrirani z ameriško družbo in večina besedil je njena kritika in temu posledična kritika zahodne družbe. Skozi celo plato so izseki nekakšnih pridik o krščanski družbi in kako je super biti Američan. Na plati Content with Dying Chokehold postavljajo vsa vprašanja, ki so bila takrat aktualnega pomena, torej od veganstva in pravic do živali pa do dominantne bele rase in seveda kritike potrošniške družbe. Takrat ni bilo interneta in konfrontacije so se dogajale prek fanzinov ter uživo na odrih. V 90-ih se je scena tako razvila, da se je imel na eni strani politično korektne bende in bro-core bende, ki so bili apolitični. Konfrontacije in iskanje svojega prav je otujilo marsikoga, kar je bil tudi razlog za propad scene v 90-ih. Prisluhnimo preostalemu delu plate.
I dream of the hour when the last congressman is strangled to death on the guts of the last preacher. And since the Christians seem to love to sing about the blood, why not give them a bit of it? Slit the throats of their children and drag them over the mourner's bench and the pulpit and allow them to drown in their own blood, and we'll watch them enjoy singing their hymns.
forgot nothing more than a dollar sign. And you don't care how many people die. You spend more on commercializing your gun than you do on feeding a nation. Your gun, nothing more than a dollar sign. Your gun.
Men must be governed by God, or they will be ruled by tyrants. Rebellion against God, intentional, persistent, prevailing rebellion, will overwhelm this nation in destruction.
People should be able to collect the firearms that they would like. Myself, I would like to collect assault weapons. We'll be right back.
The Constitution gives us the right to bear arms, and that provision was in the Constitution so that individuals can protect themselves from the government and other perpetrators who may have those kinds of weapons.
And in the O.J. Simpson trial, 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 and in the O.J. Simpson trial.
America isn't big enough to shake her fist in the face of a holy God and get away with it. Already there looms over our land the black shadow of the judgment of God. It takes the shape of a crumbling economy, of splintered family structures, of international reproach. Perhaps the most ominous is the distinct shape of the hammer and sickle. But wait, God isn't dead. His truth still stands. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And God isn't mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. This nation has sown the seeds of sin and rebellion against God. But what of the harvest? What of the horrible harvest that we shall certainly reap?
Izdaja na vinilu je vsebovala 9 komadov, medtem ko je imela CD verzija še bonus komade Seven Incherja in Stilt, ki je bil izdan leto prej. In Stilt je verjetno eden izmed najboljših Seven Incherjev tistega obdobja in ima nekaj najbolj iskrenih in besnih komadov ustvarjenih v tistem obdobju. Komadi kot sta Burning Bridges in Anchor so himne tistega časa, tistega enostavnega metalcora, ki ni hrepenel po tehnični plati glasbe, ampak po iskrenosti in energiji. Chokehold niso bili glasbeni virtuozi, ampak uspelo jim je ustvariti ene izmed najbolj jeznih skladb v zgodovini hardcora. Prisluhnimo še bonus komadom oziroma 7-inču in Stilt.
Yeah. industrial progressive, their system will fall.
Control.
It drives off the misconception we can't survive without them. Individuals capable of thinking that we're gonna kill with the tendencies and the myth we can survive without leaders.
I'm done.
Ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great.
addicted. Just got my choice how to live their lives. Be it our way or no way at all. My legend, live by a critic. Forget everything you did in the past. Live by a law, live by a rule. Forget everything you've ever had.
Poslušate oddajo Razširjamo obzorja in legendarni band Chokehold ter njihovo plato Content with Dying, izdano v letu 95. Po razpadu benda so člani igrali v The Swarm, Brutal Night, Left 4 Dead, Haymaker, Our War in 78 Days. Kot bonus bonusa pa bomo zarolali še priredbo Chokehold, ki jo je izvedla nemška skupina Can.
It's about fucking Earth liberation. It's about animal liberation. It's about liberating the fucking planet. You're gonna have to make a lot. You're gonna have to make a lot of choices in your life, and you better make sure you make the right ones, or the fucking Earth isn't gonna be around any much longer.
I'm gonna make you mine.
Razširjamo obzorja.
Nocojšnjo oddajo Razširjamo obzorja je pripravil Luka Bevk.